So what we do on Fridays, we try to make you feel better about your life. We go around the country, around the city, around this room, and tell you about life's fails in...
You had one job!
I'm not going to say his name because I'm not sure if he's given her the ring yet. I have a very good friend who all the girl he's dating wanted was one of the World Series replica championship rings.
Okay.
So he bought 3 tickets because he went with his boy so that he could get a ticket, his boy could get a ticket, and to surprise his girl, got a 3rd ticket to be able to get a 3rd ring.
Okay.
So excited about this ring.
Good plan.
Showing it to me, takes it out of the box. I'm like, hey, are you sure you should take it out of the box? Like, I think that she'd probably want it, like, in the box. Like, don't do that. He's like, no, 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 it's going to be fine. I want you to see it. It's supposed to be super heavy. Takes it out of the box. I'm like, leave it in the plastic.
Uh-oh.
Takes it out of the plastic. I'm like, dude, don't do it. Puts it on his finger, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it looks like the real ring. That's a great gift for this girl. She's going to love it. So he's like, I know, right? And he clapped his hands, you know, to give himself a round of applause. And I hear, ping, 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 ping. Because the H that's in the middle of the World Series championship replica ring pops off and bounces on the table. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, maybe I can glue it back on. I'm like, it's going to have glue boogers all over it. I told you to leave it in the box. So if you'd like to see a picture of this World Series replica ring fail, it's online at mix965houston.com. So to my friend, who's dating probably a woman who will be his wife, who is amazing, and all she wanted was the World Series replica ring, you just had to leave it in the box, dude.
You had one job!
Glue boogers.
That's why I said glue boogers.
I'll keep it on the Astros because yesterday I took the wife and our 3 children, because our youngest is still lap size, so 4 tickets, and we can bring our family of 5 in.
Well done, Jeff Sheen.
And we walk in from the $15 lot, which is 1 block down, 1 block over.
Okay.
So we make it through, although it's like 1,000 degrees yesterday, so we're already a little sweaty, and we're standing in line. And because it's Houston, even though the game has started 5 minutes ago, the lines outside of Minute Maid Park, you would think that the game hadn't started and everybody was just trying to get there on time. Houston, love ya. Don't love the lateness. So we're standing in this line and the helpful person that works for the team says, hey, everyone, just so you know, if you walk further down to another entrance, it's a shorter line. You'll get in twice as fast.
Okay.
In the past, I have gone to that entrance, and I can speak usually that the left field entrance is the least used.
Okay.
We hoof it with our kids all the way down there. The line is twice as long as the one that we were in. And without the shade. So we stand and we stand and we stand and we stand, and we get about 2/3 of the way there. And we're standing there, and here comes No Time for Anybody Else guy. And he's got his cell phone going. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I've got a cell phone. I must be a master of industry because no one else has a cell phone these days. Blah, blah, blah. Going to the entrance. Gonna cut all these people off. Gonna cut them all off. What? Huh? No, I'm sorry. I'm on a super important call. What's that? I'm cutting the line. Blah, blah. Hold on one sec. Blah, 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 blah. No, we're not going for it. You're not cutting the line just because you've got a cell phone. So remember the movie Gladiator when Joaquin Phoenix, who's the emperor, gives the thumbs down?
Yes.
Everyone in the line goes full on Gladiator with a double thumbs down. We're not falling for your scam. You've got a cell phone. Oh, right. This guy's probably talking to Nolan Ryan right now.
Yes.
And that's why he doesn't know that he just cut the line. 3 guys stand in barricade while he's trying to pretend. Yeah, guys, I'm on a really important call. He's trying to actually still do it. And just,
you know, he's on the phone with his mom.
Everyone's a thumbs down. He turns tail and goes to the back of the line. But I would like to say to a guy that thinks in 2018 that being on a cell phone call would somehow convince anyone that you were unwilling or unable to understand where the line actually started, you, my friend, have one job. I'm on a cell phone.
What, in the middle
break.
Of the day. It's very important.
Yeah, it's a very important phone call here, guys. Blah, blah, blah,
I had to
blah,
leave
blah.
Work for this game.
Last weekend, I got to have my nephew, my four-year-old nephew, Charlie, wanted to spend the night at my house. He's been talking about this for a solid year. Finally, I convinced his mom, let him come over. I don't have to work the next day. Let's pack his bag up. I will take him to camp. We're going to have a fort we're going to sleep in. I got dinner covered. I bought breakfast food.
Wow.
Stuff that I know he'll eat. I've got his lunch ready for the next day. I'm ready to go. He gets to my house. He takes his shoes off. He's got his toys. We're playing with the toys. We're watching PJ Masks. He's got a Bomb Pop popsicle. He couldn't be happier.
Right?
And then it's time to brush his teeth before bed. I get him in his pajamas, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, conquer number one. I get him to brush his teeth. Conquer number two. We go and we lay down in our amazing fort that I put all of my pillows and blankets I have in my house in front of my TV.
He's living his best life.
I turn the TV off. Okay, and I'm like, you can stay on the iPad for 5 minutes, but then it's time to go night-night. And so I go, all right, Charlie, it's time to go night-night. It's about 9:46. He looks at me and says, I want to go home.
Oh, no!
I was so upset. I couldn't be mad.
Oh,
I knew this
no.
was going to happen. My family took on a bet in over-under how long he was going to stay.
I was going to say,
I thought I was going to be the first person that he spent the night over, but it wasn't the case because at 9:46, I had to repack his lunch that I had in the fridge, put all of his toys back in the backpack, get his clothes back on, put his shoes on, put him in the car, and drive him back home. So to me, super aunt who just wanted to have my nephew spend the night so I could claim that I am the favorite aunt for a reason, I failed.
Oh.
I had one job! He told me that he would come back when he was 5.
Oh. I like how he gave you a timeline. If you have any more of those bomb pops and that fort's still up,
I
like, I'll come sleep over.
I got you.
Yeah.